It's Friday. No, it ain't. It's Thursday. That mean I need some more coffee. But in due time, I drink more coffee. But anyway, it's Thursday, and I was thinking there's only three types of people in the world. You got creators, and you got destroyers. And then you got people that are somewhere in between those two. At different stages in life, we tend to go toward what we are meant to be in life. In other words, if you're going to be a creator, you tend to create better and more elaborate things. In other words, you look at life in a different manner. I guess you can look at it like some people see the glass half full and some people see it half empty. But the point is, everybody is needed to make the world go round. You know, everybody say that, but it's true. You can't have good without bad, and vice versa. We just need to realize that the other person is needed just as much as you are needed. That's why it's so easy for us to be divided. I say us, I'm talking about people. That's why it's so easy to be divided. Which is confusing if you think about it. Every other creature or living thing on this planet knows what it's here to do. I'm pretty sure they don't get confused about why they need to do it and when they need to do it. A tree just grows toward the sun because it knows that's what it's supposed to do. A tree will fight another tree to get to the sun. You'll see them. That's why a tree will lean all the way to the left, trying to get around another tree that's in its way. Every tree that grows towards the sun. If it's something hindering the sunshine from getting to it, the tree will lean to the most sunshine it can get. It'll lean that way. My point is, we should also be as diligent as growing as the trees and the grass and everything else. We the only ones that can determine I'm gonna do something else other than what I'm meant to do. I don't know if that's exactly right, because if everybody got a purpose, everybody can't do what everybody else do. But I think we expect that of others sometimes, because we think other people should do what we do and do exactly what we do and do it the way that we do it. But the system that's been put in place has it set up where we don't understand what we're supposed to do. You're not supposed to learn yourself. They just want you to lean on a religious system, one of them, any one of them you choose. It's meant for you not to have faith in yourself, but to have faith in something else, which is, I guess, is okay. But we got to look at the fruit that the trees bear. If you believing in something that ain't that ain't helping you in your life while on God's green earth, that you keep following and participating in a system that's just designed to keep you docile. All it do is give you a set of rules to follow, and then nobody follows the rules. For the most part, the moral rules, you know, you don't want to walk around stealing and stabbing folks because you ain't supposed to kill nobody. But those rules were put in place for a reason. Kind of rambling. Another sign that I need more coffee. But I guess it'll be okay for now. That's all I got. I'm a little tired. No, I'm a lot of tired. Because I'm going to the plantation. Yeah, I said plantation. If you have a job, it's pretty much a plantation. All you got to do is compare the two. You go to a place. You do work from sun up to sundown. You get a break. They let you take some lunch breaks. Then you got to get back to work. Then the only difference is you get to leave and go home. They somehow figured out a way to get us to volunteer to come to the plantation with the belief that we actually don't have to come if we don't want to. But our psyche tells you that anybody that don't have a job is worthless. In other words, anybody that don't work on the plantation is worthless. And the system is set up for us to go somewhere and work for someone that's pretty much rich or a millionaire to pay for things that we bought from another rich person or a millionaire. So all we doing by going to work and purchasing things is making somebody that already has money have more money. And we get the crumbs that's left over. Look at it however you want, but that's exactly what we do. Because if you add up how much money you make every year and then look at how much money you actually keep out of the money you make, you'll find out you're getting crumbs. But everybody else is getting the bulk of your money. You know, the electric company, the car company, the grocery stores. We can grow our own food, but we voluntarily go to a place and pay for it. I'm laughing at myself, too, because I participated in the same stuff. You got to think about it. We pay for a house 30 years. 30 years. We agree to, I'm going to give you money for 30 years. But some people say, oh, there ain't no other way to do it. Bullshit. Somebody built a house on their own before. That's how they used to do. They would get land and build a house themselves. They didn't have a mortgage on their shit. But you know, I guess that's just the way it is. Because I ain't building no house. And I ain't riding no damn donkey to work. So I guess I'm going to go to the plantation. Anyway, I told you it was random. Shit, I'm random today. It don't matter. I'm in a good mood. So, it's whatever. Just remember, no matter what end of the spectrum you on, if you're a creator or a destroyer, or wherever you at in between, just be the best at whatever you do. My daddy told me, if you're going to do something, do it right. So, if you're going to be an asshole, you be the best asshole you can be. Everybody need to know that you're an asshole and that you are the best asshole that they ever came in contact with. If you apply that to everything in your life, shit, you'll be good. I don't always apply it to all the stuff in my life, but because I'm trying not to be an asshole, because I don't think that's what end of the spectrum I'm on. But if that's the end of the spectrum you on, if that's where you at right now in your life, then be the best at it so you can move forward. All right.